This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
California, California, Luang Gao, La Rong Gao, Luang Dao, La Rong Dao.
Nya Zhang Shada, Tsotu, Nanakuya Ye, Zhang Shia Neton Chi, Pedo Show, Kotopoa AM, Hmong American Hour. Hai Tony Pau, the Hanaya Hmong American Hour, Te Peyua, Hai Lumikan, Dao Jana, Nuna, Kumetu Poyi Zhang, Nun Behuva. Và khi tất cả đâu là sẽ làm gì hả?
Hay nhớ rằng sẽ là nó cũng bây giờ và cũng nó cũng tốt sau giờ là lúa multicultural program nó được 1600 AM ipa topo AM that's nó là more American hour.
Okay, so thank you for all for joining us. Today we're gonna talk a little bit about why we're doing the show, and we want to thank Melissa for giving us this opportunity to do this show and give back to our community. So the reason why we are doing this show is because, one, is because we are launching California Hmong Chamber of Commerce, and this is going to allow us to get a resource that it's needed into our community. And through the radio, what it's going to do is allow us to promote some businesses that are starting up, and also allow us to share resources and information with our community.
You mentioned about Melissa, you know, I got a chance to meet with her and talk about the program. And this is a new program. We're launching Kanayaka program, Chiana Bia. It launched called Multicultural Program, and that's not a Hmong Hour. This is one of my whys too. Why I'm here is to build that solidarity in our community. So that's kind of like what my experience is in that. And I was very excited, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I feel the same way. I love the vision, and I love being able to bring all cultures together, because you know, we if we learn how to work together, it allows us to grow. Everybody knows something, and you can learn from somebody else about their culture, and once you understand it, it's easier for you to work with them on there.
Yeah, I think that's really important, because I'm going through this training at my workplace, and it's about storytelling. And I think that using broadcasting like this and other means, other modes to communicate and tell each other stories, so that we get to know who they are, it builds that solidarity relationship, especially in the business community. I just think that this was like something that was really, really long needed. And she was kind of telling me how you guys met too, and I was like wow, that's kind of like that's exactly what we were looking for, you know. And I just had a opportunity to really, really learn about what the vision is and what's going to happen, you know. So I'm very excited about what we are going to bring to the Hmong Hour. So
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm very passionate about is learning how to build business relationship and building that connection. And that's exactly what Vi is referring to, is how we met. You know, I really don't know Melissa personally, but it's because of my relationship that I've built with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce with Eddie, and Eddie introduced me to Melissa, and that's how I got to meet Melissa. So that's one of the great things about learning how to build relationship, whether it's in business or in personal. If you understand how to build relationship, you can build relationship across cultural boundaries.
Yeah, I think your experience and your story about how this small experience here with the multicultural program, it's a testament of how networking and building a relationship with other professional could lead you to things that you're
very
looking
true.
For. Yeah, because you always say that. That's when I first met you, man. I mean, that's the one thing that I liked about you, was you had a very simple way of conveying the message, and people gravitate towards that. You know, unlike me, I'm really boring. I get technical, and then when I start talking, people fall asleep, you know?
Well, you know, keeping it simple, it's easy for everybody else to do. When you start throwing all these complicated information out there, and then it's really hard for everyone. There's only certain people that can gravitate towards that, but keep it as simple as possible, and then anybody can work with you.
Yes, yeah, so earlier when we were preparing, you mentioned about the program. I mean, you came to me and Tua about this, and Tua is one of our business partner and board member of our Chamber of Commerce, but you know, you came to me and said, "Hey, what are we gonna do with the program?" And so, can you touch a little bit about like what we're doing Monday through Friday here?
Yes. So Monday, we have kind of broken it up to topics, and because we ourselves are kind of busy too, so we say, "Hey, you know, let's break this up between the three of us, so we could cover this and be able to get all the information out to our community." So Monday, we're going to be focusing on anything business, which is my segment that I'll be hosting. And on Tuesday will be for Tua, and he's going to be hosting it and covering on entrepreneur life experience, and how they went through their experience and learned how to build their business and stuff in there.
So it looks like I have Wednesday and Friday. So Wednesday I'll be covering anything that has to do with financial or finance or money. And then my Friday would be anything that's a social, economical impact in the community. So that has to do with the community.
Yes. And I also have Thursday, which I'm going to be focused on anything education. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be education in the traditional educational system, but we'll be covering a lot of those stuff on everything on there and related back to our community. And this way we could share what we have been through.
Yeah, I was when we were going over this, I was just looking at the schedule too. You know, I know that a lot of our topic will probably evolve around how to build relationship, right?
Yes, yeah. definitely.
Yeah, even in education, I think that's a very good topic, because this is especially for college, high school or college,
I could recall for myself graduating back in 98 or so in there. Coming out, it was very easy to send out an application and get a call back. Now, it's a little bit tougher. There's not as much jobs out there, and the competition is more fierce out there. So if you're not the top and you don't know how to get to the key people, it becomes very hard for you to get into the field that you want to get into.
So you graduated in high school in 98, or you graduated college?
College.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. So like, when it was for me, it was pretty tough too. Like when I went to the military right after high school. So when I got out of active duty in 2005, and I started going to school and work at the same time, when I graduated in 2012, even with the military experience and knowing a few people here and there, it was pretty tough for me to find a job. I didn't really found a job until like towards the end of the year.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
wow.
So I mean, I was working, but I was working at like a low paying job.
Yeah.
So like, so at that time I was a GS-6, and like, I graduated, and a GS-6 at that time makes about like, I think like $17 an hour only. You know,
okay.
I was in an entry level government job, and it was so hard for me to find a job too when I got out. And that's with experience, you know.
True, true. Yeah, you know, with connection, it's very useful, because if you get with the right person, they could get your foot in. And most of the time, all you really need is getting your foot in, whether it's in getting a job or going into business on there. You need to be able to get your foot in to talk to the right people to be able to get the deal that you want.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think that, I mean, just, I want to go over our schedule again. The Beilu National, the Lu Multicultural Program, Lu Hmong Hour, Lu Hmong American Hour, the Beito, Yimong Zhe Omong, yeah.
Yeah.
Yimong Zhe Omong, the Hilo Shida Bode, Lu Monday, Beya, Haya, Beya, Beya, Mo Geta, Ye, Yotota, Zhe, Oke, Ola, Ola, Dula, Dula, Nyota Ho, Ona, the Fresno, Nala, California, the Chimicana, no Tuesday, no, Mwe to Pong Yun, Yotok, Hiazatia, Ana. Experience Wednesday na be to khe cha ke ni zia de na yo hai cha de khe cha de ke yeli financial literacy na yeli hai cha de ke ni zia yo shi li cha de yo li cha de mong oli mong hai de be oli cha be de mo nian ma bia financial literacy na ha nu Thursday na to khe cha ke ka na ni chi ya hai cha mu kan da sa na ke ka na mon dao ya ne chi ka chi ka chi ta mu ka college ta ka mu e ka technical career technical education ye le ku tu ku tu ti la ta shna ne mu ka we tu welder the Fresno City College and then nu Friday na pe ya nu Friday na ku la ta cha na take care or sing tia ana te ya wa ke la lo wa nila yelina nila like economic development na ya ili shaka ka pa economic development hello phone cha
chuke no mo da shiba I think yeah it's really just economic development. I'm yeah. not too sure how you.
Yeah, economic development. Really, you only can you. Yeah, they yeah. Well, you okay. La lua to basic. So they call they call chair na
yeah. Yeah, the call okay. La lua here. Okay, what now? What chair na? Then lo okay na. You just bow. All call there. You usually the call.
What's going on in the community in terms of that, you know, so
Yeah, I think that's very important because as a community, we need to get involved, more involved in all those stuff.
So let's see. Man. So, you didn't touch on them long, you know, you talk again, you know, pizza. No, you tell yourself, you know, you know, 但是那么那么叫我都拉都罗呢哎老沙海地啊老沙车被好蒙 American hour 那呢给老地道道不要老地道道马里巴了马里巴个老车道那个个老车道蒙 American hour 的
呀我开古都十栋楼内的是呢，就一起我们大家开了那天叫阿来，古都十栋呀，559-905-6122
So there you guys have it. I want to say that we are also you guys can also find me and Ye on Facebook. So if you guys have questions.If you have a topic that, hey, you guys want, if you guys have a topic that you want to ask us to cover or give our opinion on, I want to say we are open to that.
Right? Yes, we're definitely, so, we love the engagement.
Yeah, so we're going to be engaging when we start doing this, we're going to do Facebook Live while we do this too, so we can get some feedbacks and get you guys to really, come and be a part of the show. So.
Okay, we're heading to a break and we'll be right back.
道姑高铁越照顾车不到啥高铁你估计要高度广州啥道中铁越中高路下广州道路老高铁里越道中车拉拉个几地方去别我写着去日子没得心把我写没拆家姑越几道我多少几道走日子没得心
We are back. Thank you for joining us. You know, I just want to touch a little bit of what Va touched earlier, talking about, you know, this is our first time, and it may not be as great, but one thing I learned in life is that if you never try anything, you'll never become good at it. So we are going to try at it. keep going. This is why the first time when Melissa offered this to me, I'm like, man, I don't know how to do this. But the other part of me said, hey, you know, I'm going to take advantage of this and jump right in and do this because I'm going to learn something new.
Well, you got lucky because I was trying to do this already. So even though I'm when I experienced, I was already putting together a program a while back. So that's I think this is a perfect opportunity for us to run that program and you know, be able to provide those content to
yes.
people. Yeah,
we definitely need it.
So, but yeah, I want to talk about the Chamber of Commerce a little bit. I want to let you guys know that we started the California Hmong Chamber of Commerce. And for if you don't know what a Chamber of Commerce is, you could look up but a Chamber of Commerce is an organization that's here to support the advancement of the business and also the people in the community.
Yes. You know?
So, in my experience is that I talked to a lot of people in business, and I'm in business myself too, and one of the reasons why I got involved in it is that, you know, when I was starting out my business, I wish I had like mentors, and I wish I had people who were willing to help me so that I didn't make as much mistake as I did, you know? So,
you know, that is so true. Even when I was going to college and stuff, I wish I had mentors in our community and starting business. I wish I had mentors in there too, you know? You know, but one. Let me share one thing real quick. How Vi and I met.
You know, I like that story.
We have the same last name, yeah. So we are related to some point. But we really never asked each other how we are related. The reason why we met each other is because of the love for business, and I was out networking with other professionals, other community. That's what I did in the past 5 years, networking professionally. And I believe how we connected was through
LinkedIn,
right?
Yeah, I bet you LinkedIn.
we connected to LinkedIn, and we decided to meet each other in person and talk about business a little bit, share our ideas and stuff in there. And we stopped a little bit after that, but we got back together and connected again. And that's where the relationship just blossomed and grew into this. And now we're with starting up Hmong Chamber Commerce in California.
Yeah, I think to touch base on that, like when I first met you, you know, I was a little reserved too, because like I've been burning the community before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so like I'll just put it out there, okay? When I first met, that's like after I shut down my karate business, I went back to work and focused on myself, and I wanted to run for public office at that time.
Yes, know? Yes.
And I kept seeing pop up on like Facebook and LinkedIn, and I'm like, you know, and I saw with this big group of followers and this big crowd, and I'm like, you know, I think I'm gonna need that guy's help, you know. And then I think when I met you, I was telling you about, like, you know, I want to go into consulting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And then I think you gave me like a piece of your mind about running for office too. But I think at that time, I think everything happened for a reason. And I'm glad that you gave me a piece of your mind too, because after that, I got real sick. I mean, I almost died. And then after I went through surgery and stuff, and then I reconnected with Yia. And after that, we just kind of just stuck together, right?
Yeah. I think when you bring like-minded together, it works. It works. And if you learn how to work together, big things can happen, especially if you really want to help a lot of people and you have the heart to help people out while you can still build your business at the same time. You can do a lot together. So let's go in a little bit more on the Chamber of Commerce. Like Va was saying, really it is an organization that advocates on behalf of businesses, depending on which kind of business they're focusing on. As here, we're focusing on the Hmong business community. Not to say that we're just focusing on them only. We're open to anybody to come to our community. I look at this as, like I tell a lot of people, when I was building BizPro Networking, BizPro Networking to me was more like a bridge that allowed me to get access to the other communities and allow the other communities to get access to our community. So now transitioning to the Chamber of Commerce, what it's going to do is building that bridge, that portal that allows the other communities to come into our community and our community to grow. Anything in business, if you really want to grow, you have to build out of your community. I always tell people that your community is the core of your business, but you have to learn how to build out of there to grow bigger. And some of the things that we are going to be focusing on is, just so everybody knows, we as a chamber, we are a member base. So we'll have members in our organization, and we'll have events. Right now, looking at it, we'll probably have about 3 major events a year that support and give that opportunity for our business community to come out and get those connections and build those connections.
Yeah, and also I know that we touch base on probably a monthly event, like either a luncheon or a dinner mixer. So yeah, I think that's one of the things that we want to focus on, is to provide a platform so that the younger individuals out there, and it doesn't matter what age you are, you guys have the ability to come out and network other people. Like yesterday earlier, it is called Hmong Chamber of Commerce. It's Hmong-centric, and it's open to everyone. So what that means is that Bei Lu Kong Hong Nan, Bei, yeah, Oli Shada Hai Bei Yin Ya Ola Do Hmong Da Shini Ji Zi Lu Hai Nen. Di Ya De Ga, Ga Ya, Ga Wa, Ga Ya Yi Ka Business, Bia Yi Tu Tu La Tu Lua, Ga Ya Hmong Na, Yi Ka Sa Bao, Yi Ka Sa Bao Yi Oli Ja Lu Hai Nen, Ti Li Tu A Shi Ka Jia Kong Lo, Tu Yo Ka Jia Kong Lo, Yi Ka Tu Shi, Ka Tu Na Bei Tha Na Bia,
yeah, and also if one great thing about having a chamber for our community is that if you are wanting to get into business, you can come to us and ask those questions or find the resources for those if you don't know those resources. And also allows you to come and meet other business professionals out there. You know, one thing that I learned 5 years ago was that I did not have a lot of business professional connections, and I really needed one. So I took the initiative and jumped into networking professionally, trip and fall, say this wrong stuff, approach people the wrong way. But eventually, after a year, I learned how to do it the right way. And the great thing about that is that I did not know a lot about different industry, but through that experience, oh man, I learned so much about different industries, the skills out there, the knowledge. So I added all those to me. Now I could sit probably from anybody across from me and talk to them and relate to them about the industry. So it's real crucial that you get yourself out there and not stay in a little corner with your business, because there's so much more than just your business there.
Yeah, I think that's important to know a little bit about the industry when you talk to someone. That way you could relate. Because like when I started out too, I understand business formation. I understand how businesses are started, but industry wise, I didn't quite really grasp it until I started looking into it. And so you're right. I mean, it's doing what you did was like a perfect opportunity to learn and grow. So yeah, I think a lot of people could learn from that, you know? So
yeah, definitely. I think, you know, just to tell you guys a little bit, I am shy, super shy. And if you want to really listen to my story, come out to the event that I'm actually going to be hosting on February the 27th. And I'll share a little bit of my nuggets out there. The show is actually called Gold Nuggets. For information, just call and give me a call and come out. And it's free for you to come out. And you will get that experience and listen to the stuff that I've done through and also my guest speakers on there.
Yeah, yeah. Give everybody your phone number again about Gold Nuggets and share them what's on and what you have on Facebook too.
Yeah, definitely. My phone number is 559-905-6122. If you go on Facebook, you could go and look me up on there, and also join the business professional group on there. And that's where I created the event on there. You will see a lot of the stuff that we do, a lot of the stuff we promote out there, and give information and share information on there. It's really a lot business related, but you know, just so you guys understand, you don't have to be in business to come and connect with us, especially for a chamber. You could be a professional and come out and connect with us because there's resources that you can use. Imagine you wanted to change your career. Guess what? Coming in there, being able to meet other businesses that are in the field that you want to, industry that you want to get into, there you go. You know, if you met the HR or you met the owner there, guess what? Now you already have a foot in, and you could talk to them on there. So whether you're in business or want to be in business, or you're a professional, or you're even a college student that wants to get into business or into any field, the Chamber of Commerce is a great way for you to get those connections.
Yeah, and like yes, you don't have to be in business. You know, I have people that ask me, like, I'm a doctor, like, what business do I have with a chamber? And luckily, I have a healthcare administration background. and you know, so I turned around and gracefully said, look, yeah, it's true. I mean, you're a doctor. You may or may not benefit from coming to hang out with us, right? But somebody could. What if somebody wants to be a doctor and they wanted someone to talk to, right? And then I also said that, well, you're a doctor, and yes, you work for a large healthcare system, but what if you had your own clinic? Isn't that a business, right?
Yes.
And you know, the person started thinking, and you know, oh, okay, you're right. I never thought of that. I go, well, of course you wouldn't think of that because you're a doctor. Nobody in their field expertise will think broadly. Like, so if I was an engineer, I wouldn't think that an engineer could be a business, right?
Yeah.
So if I mean, that's how a lot of engineers think, right?
True,
they don't,
true.
You know, so, and then there's people that will ask about if you're a nonprofit, you do nonprofit, I mean, you go home, but basically, I'm going home more, I mean, So, I mean, yeah, give me a nonprofit could benefit from a chamber.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. If you're a nonprofit, if you don't understand that a connection with the chamber is very beneficial to you, then you definitely need to seek me out and talk to me. Because here's the thing. As a nonprofit, what are you looking for most of all? Resources. And one of the things that I'm going to quote Tony Robbins here a little bit here. He always says that it's not the lack of resource, but it's the lack of resourcefulness. So guess what? Connecting with a chamber, because we have all these connections and all these other resources that are connected to us, you can come and connect with us and find those resources. Whether you're looking for money, whether you're looking for a business to give, donate back to your organization, or looking for those skills and knowledge to give back to your organization, you can come and you can find these connections and build that and get those to your organization.
Man, that's you put it in like very well, because if I was to answer that, it would probably be like a really boring answer. Like, I'll probably say, oh, you know, I'll probably say something to the effect of a nonprofit is also a business that don't pay tax just because you're a 501c3 and blah, 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 blah. You know, I would say stuff like that. But I mean, but yeah, I think I totally agree with you, because we there may be some misperception of what a chamber is, and what they really do is to impact the community as a whole, and economic development, and also social development too. So yeah,
definitely.
But I think we are near our break, so we're going to take a break, and we will see you guys in a few minutes. Welcome back. We are towards the end of our segment, and we're going to wrap up a little bit of what we talked about today. So this morning we introduced us, and we introduced why we're here. You know, I share a little bit about Melissa's vision. You know, anything else you want to touch on, Yeah?
No, not much, but yeah, just, you know, going back to the Chamber of Commerce, you know, it's something that we're really passionate about. To share with you guys how passionate we are is because, you know, I shut down BizPro Networking to start up the Chamber of Commerce, okay? And meeting with one of my old friends last week, I was telling him why I did it, and because there's a bigger picture here with the Chamber of Commerce. I love the independent stuff because I myself want a person that when I want to do something and I have an idea, I have learned to start making a decision right away and just do it right away. If you plan, you take too long, nothing's going to happen, right? So this is And that was a hard choice for me because breaking, shutting BizPro down and going to Chamber, there's a little bit more stuff that you have to deal with. You have a board and stuff that you have to work with to get everything agreed on before we start something. And I'm this type of person say, I got an idea. Let's do it. It's just like the Gold Nugget show that I'm putting on. I had the idea. I put up all the stuff. I'm just, okay, it's out there now. It's happening in 2 weeks, you know, on there. So so I love that. But then again, there was a bigger picture with the Chamber of Commerce. And there's more that I could give back to the community by doing that. And so that shows that I do have passion. And all the executive board that are in there really have that passion to give back too. So that's why we're all putting our free time to get this up and running so we could find the resources and put on workshops that allow our business to learn and grow.
I know that earlier we touched on, you know, why we did the chamber, and I want to say that, you know, I was with you from the beginning of BizPro, and you know, I think we made a good decision.
Definitely.
Because this way it allows us to have the same platform and allow us to broaden our horizon, you know, give us the opportunity to really run a full board and get people involved. So I think that was a good decision. Switching gear a little, it's gonna I want to recap back on our schedule. So remember, Monday business talk, Tuesday the entrepreneur experience, Wednesday is financial literacy, Thursday is education, and Friday is socioeconomical Friday. So we will be touching on these topics, inviting guests to come talk about these topics, and we will have an opportunity to chime in too. We're live, and I believe that on these days, if some of us could do it together, we'll probably do it all together if we can, right?
Yes. It just depends on our schedule. Yeah. We could come all together, and then it'll be great. It'll be a better conversation anyway too. But if you want to chime in on the live show, our first show is recorded, so you want to chime in on the live show, the phone number is 559-499-1600. Here it is again, 559-499-1600.
So it's pretty easy to remember. It's 499-1600, like 1600 AM multicultural program. Right now you are listening to the Hmong American Hour. This Hmong American Hour has been brought to you by multicultural program, right? Yes, and this program is also made possible by the Lotus
Fresno.
Lotus of Fresno. And I also want a big shout out to Melissa, who reached out to us, who gave us this opportunity to do this. So,
yeah. So if any of you are an expert in some of the topics that we're talking about and we haven't met you yet, please reach out to us. Call me on my personal cell phone number there. I would love to talk to you. And if it works out, we'd love to bring you on as a guest because, you know, information is very crucial to have, and being able to share that information with our community is very crucial because not a lot of people are out there going out searching for or know how to search for certain information. So being able to, as an expert in a certain area, being able to share those information with people in our community, it's really helpful. I wish I had the resource when I was going to school. Like I said, the resources are there. I didn't know how to get to it. I wish I had the mentor like earlier what I was talking about, but I didn't. But you know what? Nowadays, there's a lot more of us that have gone through it, experienced a lot of these stuff. So take advantage of it. Yes, you can go through it, learn it yourself and try that, but it's going to take you a lot longer. You know, why not shorten that 6 months or a year? You know?
No, I think you touch on a very great topic, yeah. And having a mentor, well, having a mentor that you could trust too. And for us, our goal here is we're not here to sell anyone anything. Like we're genuinely here to just share our experience.
Yes,
it's kind of like I created this group on Facebook to show people how to buy stock on Robinhood, right?
Yes, so, I love that one.
Yeah, so they could like take a shortcut and, you know, I could show them directly how to do it, or they could go and research how to do it. It'd take them a long time and they'll be afraid and they'll make a lot of mistakes. And what I truly believe that a mentor, what the mentor do is he or she will compress your time.
That is very true. Yeah.
And time is money. And so like there are a lot of mentors out there, they charge money. And the one good thing about us is that that's the first thing you don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Is that we're not going to tell you, we're going to charge you for mentoring you. You know, our goal is to create a relationship.
Yes.
You know, I forgot who said this, but some rich guy said this. He'd rather have a billion friends than $1 billion. And I think that's very important. You know, so.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, the key is to finding the right people too. When you want to follow or who you want to learn from, definitely you have to know who to follow, because you can't just follow people blindly too. I always believe that you need to be able to think for yourself. You have to understand that the mind is very powerful. If you don't know how to control it, it will control you, and everybody else around it will influence that. So learning to think for yourself is very crucial, and I took me more than half of my lifetime to try to learn that for myself, go through all these other nonsense that are being bombarded to yourself, and thinking, okay, I could do it this way or that way, or should I just, whatever they say is true, you know? So learning how to think for yourself is very crucial. And like I said, come to that show on February 29th, and you will understand a little bit better what I'm talking about.
All right, yeah, I like that. You can also call us, find us on Facebook. I'm gonna put my phone number out there, so you guys can call me too. So my phone number is 559-492-8622. That's 492-8622. You can find me on Facebook, Vaher. And you can find us on California Hmong Chamber of Commerce group.
Yes.
We have a great executive team. I mean, we have Lisa, who has a wealth of knowledge and the tax and the finance industry.
Yes.
We have Bahua, who is a graduate student right now doing business. She has a wealth of knowledge in a nonprofit and working in the community. We got two of her who, man, he has all kinds of knowledge in his entrepreneur experience. So, yeah. And so we got Yia and myself here. You know, let us know. Get to know us. We like to get to know you, you know, because we want to see what people have questioned out there.
Yeah, one thing Vaher didn't share about himself is that I'll share with you. he's actually very knowledgeable in business formation too. But one great thing about him is that he could pick up information very, very quick and learn how to use that to the benefit of our organization and for himself and whatever we're doing. We when we share information, we're not asked for anything back. So if you want to connect with us, feel free to connect with us. We have the time to sit down for coffee. We'd love to sit down for coffee. I think it's really an experience where you can learn about somebody else and look at their life's life experience and learn how to use that for yourself, because now you can gain all that by not having to go through all the other stuff that you need to go through to experience it.
Yeah, yeah, man, I like that. But yeah, I just we're coming towards the end of the show, and I just want to thank everybody for listening. Just keep in mind that we're gonna be the show is gonna be air every day, Monday through Friday, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. We have lots of opportunity to help sponsor this show, guys. We want to grow this program, get things going. We will have lots of content for you guys. We welcome feedback too. So if you are that someone who's looking for an opportunity to start networking, you know, just let us know. Like I said, I'm very excited about this opportunity. I'm glad that we are able to do this, and we are able to provide this content for all of you.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to connect with you guys on the air here, and hopefully you guys can connect with me in person, because in-person connection is very powerful. All right. Thank you, guys. And remember, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m., and we'll have touch base on all those topics there. We might add other stuff to it too, but I would love for you guys to please share your comments or your ideas with us. Everything that you guys share with us, if it's good to use for it, we'll definitely use for it. And also, if you guys would like to look up multicultural 1600am.com. That's where the podcast will be uploaded to, and you could actually go up there. If you miss it, you could go and click on it and listen to it. And we will be sharing that out to our social media platform too. So look through our social media platform too.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for listening to us. You know, we have this. This opportunity is, I believe this opportunity is a great thing that's happening. And let us know, give us feedback. You know, you don't have to listen to us at 1 a.m. to 2 p.m. The podcast is out there too.
It's so, to replay.
Yeah, we will share those podcasts and chime in on it. All right. So thank you, and I will see you at the next show.
California, California, luôn gấu là rong gấu, luôn đấu là rong đầu. Chỉ tiêu là hoa chôn, tu trang dế là hoa đầu. Địa chỉ mùa lại mùa phong, tu sẽ tu nhiều.
This was a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM.